Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Want to take the opportunity to welcome our listeners to the show, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. Amen. Glory be to God. We have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the whole world. Apostle Yvonne Ryle is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Apostle Yvonne at yrowell50@gmail.com or connect with her on her Facebook page, Prophet Yvonne Ryle, and you can leave her a message there. Also, we want to encourage you to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry for a monthly offering. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we just pray that you will become a partner under this ministry. We pray that you get connected to this ministry and stay connected to this ministry. God is going to do some great signs, wonders, and miracles through this ministry. Amen. So you want to be a part of that. Amen. Also, on the Apostle Yvonne Ryle, we have several ministries with you in mind. First, on Sunday, we have the Hour of Power. The first half of the Hour of Power is Prophetic Corner with your prophetess, Martha Williams, from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected to Prophetic Corner, amen, a powerful woman of God, amen, speak the word of truth, hallelujah. You will get a word from the Lord. So I want to encourage you to get connected to Prophetic Corner, amen, hallelujah. Also connect with her on Facebook, Prophetess Martha Williams or Martha Williams, amen. Then the second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. Our ministry Lane is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Mondays we have what we call Moments in the Spirit. It's hosted by Minister Michelle Wilson. You can see the Moment in the Spirit for an offering of $25 or more. It's a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word of God. It is always a powerful Word of God. It's always a blessed Word, amen. And you can listen to that Word all week long. You can choose to receive the Moment in the Spirit by text or email. It's your choice. It automatically puts you on our prayer list. Amen. So I want to encourage you to get Moment in the Spirit. Then on Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Apostle Yvonne Ryle and Pastor Joseph Ryle at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to encourage you to get connected to One Word from the Lord. I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord, from true prophet. Amen. Glory be to God. And I need a preach word for a preaching man. Pastor, it's a preaching word, preaching a man. Amen. A preaching man. Glory be to God. He is of a man of God, and he can preach the word. Amen. He's always ready. Glory be to God to preach the word of God. Amen. So I want to encourage you to get connected to One Word from the Lord, and you will truly be blessed. Glory be to God. Then on Saturdays, we have Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews from Faith Comes by Hearing Ministries every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. Hallelujah, on Blog Talk Radio. We want to encourage you to get connected to Wild Radio, amen. With Elder, always a powerful word from the Lord, a preaching woman, amen. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Oh, my God, she always comes with a powerful word of God. So I want to encourage you today to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and the Wild Team. Amen. Glory to God. We just praise God hallelujah, what he's getting ready to do with the wild team. Amen. If you need prayer, please leave your prayer request on my Facebook page, Elaine Jackson, or Voice of Truth. Or you can submit your prayer request on my website, voiceoftruthyoda.com, and we will keep you in prayer. Amen. That's all of our announcements for today. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for another day, God. Father God, we just give you praise. We give you glory, and we magnify your holy name. Father God, we just praise you for the word that's coming forth today, Father. We just give this message back unto you, O Father. Our God, in the name of Jesus, we give it back unto you. We give it to you, O God, in the name of Jesus, O Father. Father God, we just thank you for your holy word. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance, O God. We thank you, Father God, for providing for us and making a way out of this way, Father. We thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy, oh God. We just say thank you for more and more of your mercy every day, new mercy. So we just say thank you, Lord. Oh God, we just praise your holy name, for thou art worthy of all our praises. We thank you, Father, for strength, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, for thou art our strength. We thank you, Father God, that you have made a way out of no way when we can't see the way, oh God. We just thank you, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for saving souls all around the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for healing, oh Father God, in the minds and the bodies and the souls of your people all over the land, oh God. We pray that a soul will be saved, healed, and delivered, and set free from sin, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just said thank you for it even now, God, in the name of Jesus. We just give you a praise for it right now. We thank you for Jesus and the blood that he shed, it, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that he came that we might have life through him. Oh God, we just thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you that the blood covers. We thank you that the blood covered. Oh my God, we thank you for the blood, oh God. It never loses its power. We just thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed for many, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just give you a praise. We thank you, God, for your holy word. We pray for those who are sick. Oh, Father God, we pray for healing even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you to heal them by your power, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the healing even now, God, in the name of Jesus, as you touch lives all over and all through the airways, all over the land. When you touch lives in Africa, when you touch lives over in Belgium, when you touch lives over in England, when you touch the bodies and heal them even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just give you for it right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, because we know that the power of God can heal. Hallelujah. We know, glory be to God, that we don't have to be in a building, but the power, because you're everywhere, God. You can heal a mind. You can heal a body. Get somebody up out of a wheelchair. You can do it, God, and we believe in you for it, God. We're standing on your word for it even now. We thank you for the healings even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you for deliverance right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, that you're going to set us free from sin today, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just give you praise for it, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I said thank you. Hallelujah. We just said thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. We just said thank you for what you're getting ready to do, oh God. We pray for the bereaved families that have lost loved ones, oh Father. We pray for comfort, oh Father. We pray for the orphan and those that are behind prison bars, Father, that you will comfort them right where they are and supply everything that they need, oh God. And we pray for the lost, that you will save souls all through the land, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, all these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, glory be to God. Hallelujah, all glory go to him, for he is worthy of all our praise. Hallelujah, my God, let everything we do bring glory unto the Father. Amen, the word of God will come from John, the 9th chapter. We was here last week. Amen. John, the 9th chapter. Amen. And we're going to continue today talking about the power, that power, hallelujah, that can heal, that power that can deliver, that power that can you free. Glory to God from sin. Hallelujah, my God, the power of God. And the word of God reads, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciple asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, neither have this man sinned nor his parents, but that the work of God shall be manifested in him. Glory be to God, my God. We're going to stop reading right there, but I want to encourage you to go back and read the entirety of the chapter, amen, that you may get an understanding of God's word, amen. And our title is That's the Power of God, and it's part two of last Sunday, amen. Glory be to God. I'm just going to give a summary of what we talked about last week. The Bible says in John, in the same chapter, verse 32, and it says, since the world began, it was not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was blind. Glory be to God. That had to be the power of God. As we talked last week about that power of God that was able to heal a blind man that was born, the blind man was healed not in the world's way of medications or different kind of eye drops, but he was healed by the power of God through the hand of Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, my God. Power of God, that power of God that brought forth healing in the blind man's life. Glory be to God, my God. We went on to talk about last week, hallelujah, my God, that the blind man had to do something. My God, he had to do something for the work of the power of God to be manifested in him. In other words, to bring forth his healing. Oh, my God. And see, the Bible tells us how Jesus, my God, had made the clay and placed it on the eyes of the blind man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He didn't operate on his eyes, glory be to God, but he placed some clay. In other words, he placed some mud on his eyes, and he told him to go wash his eyes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. That's the power of God. Hallelujah, my God. You don't have to go up under the knife when you know Jesus. Glory be to God. When you know God, that power of God can heal your mind and deliver your soul and set you free from sin. It can heal you. Glory be to God for spiritual blindness. It can heal you, even your natural eyes from blindness. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Oh, my God, my God. The Bible tells us that when God, when Jesus spoke to the man and told him what to do, the man got up without even a question. Somebody wants to be healed. Glory be to God. But you don't want to get up. Glory be to God. So you're not going to come out the wheelchair. Glory be to God. If you don't get up, glory be to God. You got to get up. As the blind man got up and believed on Jesus and believed in the word of God and believed in the power of the Holy Ghost to heal you. Glory be to God. It's in your faith that's going to manifest the healing that you need in your body. Glory be to God. My God, my God. God is still a healer. Glory be to God, my God. But the Bible says that the blind man got up. He didn't question Jesus. He didn't say, oh, you know, Jesus, I know you, Jesus, but ain't nobody never healed a blind man. Glory be to God. Jesus is still a healer today. The power of God is still operating today. Glory be to God. Even though you may not see it in some places, glory be to God, it just makes you wonder, glory be to God, is God really there? Because, see, the Bible says that Jesus was sent. Glory be to God. We have to be in places to receive healing on the people that God has sent. God has anointed so that the power of the true and living God can operate through the hands and the words that God speaks through the person. Oh, hallelujah. It's the Holy Spirit that heals. Oh, hallelujah. That's the power of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. If we want healing, we got to do something. We got to believe. We got to get right with God. We can't live in sin, glory be to God, and do all of the stuff that we want to do and be Sunday morning Christian, glory be to God, hallelujah, and not living righteous before God and not believing. We got to believe for our healing. The blind man believed Jesus. He got up. He made a move, hallelujah, and he went to the pool of Siloam, hallelujah, and did as he was instructed. See, we won't follow instructions. Glory be to God. We still want to do it our way. But he followed the instructions of what Jesus had said for him to do. He told him to go, and that's what he did. He didn't do anything more or anything less, but he got up in faith, and he got up in mood that he might be healed by the power of God. That was the power of God that healed his eyes. True healing comes from the Lord our God. Hallelujah, straight from the heavens, my God, my God. Hallelujah. But the Bible goes on to tell us that when he went, and Jesus said, I want you to go to the pool of Siloam, and I want you to watch. And the blind man went on to the pool. He had the clay on his eye. I don't know if he had a stick or not trying to find his way, or whether he was using his hand to feel his way. But all we know that he went. And we know that he went in faith. And we know that he didn't question God. Hallelujah. He didn't question Jesus. He just did what he was told to do. And the Bible says that when he washed his eyes, glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. The clay was upon his eyes. And when he washed his eyes, he did see. Glory be to God. That's the way God works. That's how the power of God works. When we want to be healed and truly healed, oh, hallelujah, the power of God can heal you. He can break anything off for you that shouldn't even be there. Glory be to God. He can open up your blind eyes that you might can see, as he did for the blind man. Glory be to God. Nobody never heard of a blind man, glory be to God, being healed. Hallelujah. Nobody never heard of it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If God don't do it today, it can't be done. I don't care how much technology they have. The power of the Holy Spirit is going to have to heal you. Glory be to God. My God, my God. You can spend all the money, all of your money. Glory be to God. But it's only the power of God that can heal. Glory be to God. It's only that power, hallelujah, that can heal. Heal your mind, heal your body, open your blind eyes that you can see. That was a miracle. It was a miracle of healing. Hallelujah to Jesus. God wants to heal people today. Glory be to God. But they don't want to come out of sin. They don't want to do the things that God tells them to do. Hallelujah. They want to believe in man. Glory be to God. But the power is in the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. That power of God can heal you. Glory be to God. He can heal you. It might not be blindness. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know what sickness may be. Glory be to God. But I come to tell somebody that Jesus, hallelujah, still a healer. He's still a miracle worker. Hallelujah to Jesus, my God, my God. He can heal you. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. You know, even after Jesus had healed, there were many Jews, glory be to God, that had many questions about it. They wanted to know who did it, who healed them, how could it see, how were your eyes open. He told them, a man named Jesus. They called him Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, a man that is called Jesus made clay, anointed my eyes, and said to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I did what he said. In other words, I'm paraphrasing, and my eyes are open that I might see, but they yet did not believe. Glory be to God. They still did not believe. They didn't believe so much so that they even called the parents, glory be to God, of the blind man who he was, the parents that he was born unto. Glory be to God. And they said, well, we don't know how he said. We just know that he was born blind. Glory be to God. See, glory be to God. See, God wants to heal somebody. And people going to ask you the same question. They're going to ask you, how you get healed? How did you get healed? Who did it? Glory be to God. And you're going to be trying to tell them, you know, I'm a lot right with God, and I got saved, and I got healed, and I believed on Jesus, and I had faith, and I followed the instructions, and I got healed. They ain't gonna believe. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. But the blind man stuck to that testimony. Glory be to God. The Bible says that he told him, glory be to God, they still asked him. You know what they said? The Pharisee, I'll call it street committee, glory be to God. They said, well, you ought to give praise to God. Hallelujah. He said, we know not this man. It's a sinner. They talking about Jesus, glory be to God. But you know what the blind man said? Now, I don't really know, hallelujah, whether he a sinner or not. Glory be to God. That's what he said. Well, he said, I don't really know. I don't know whether he a sinner or not, but I know not. But one thing I do know, that I was blind. Now I see. Glory be to God. Now he could see. Hallelujah. Couldn't nobody take it away from him because he had experienced that power of God that healed his eyes that he might could see. So he couldn't see anything. He couldn't see the birds. He couldn't see the trees. He didn't know what his parents looked like. Glory be to God. He didn't know what the people around him looked like. But see, Jesus had healed him. Glory be to God. That was the power of the Holy Ghost working through Jesus. My God, my God, my God. He was healed. Glory be to God. He said, I know one thing. I'm healed. Now, hallelujah. Somebody's going to say, I know one thing. Somebody's going to say, I know one thing. I've been healed. God has healed me. Somebody's going to say it. Glory be to God. I may not never know it, but you're going to say those very words. Glory be to God. You're going to say, one thing I know, that God has healed my body. God has healed my mind. God has healed me and set me free. Somebody going to say it in the name of Jesus. I feel it down in my spirit. Somebody going to say that one thing I know. Hallelujah. That God has healed me. Oh, I'm excited about it. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to help me praise it. Glory be to God. I feel like running over my house. Glory be to God. Because I know God about to heal somebody. Glory be to God. And hallelujah. Don't get stuck in the fact that we're not in a building. When the church of God come together all over the world, hallelujah. I'm in my house. You in your house. You may be in Walmart. You might be in some store somewhere. Listen to the word. You may be laying on your bed of affliction. God Almighty, God can heal your soul and your body right there where you lay. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because his power, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There ain't no one place. It's not behind no four walls. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We look at the word of God and we see that when Jesus in his earthly ministry were healing people, glory be, some of them he laid hands on. Some of them he just spoke the word. He just told them to go. And when you get there, that person or that child is going to be here. He didn't have to go. He just spoke the word. Glory. Hallelujah. Don't get caught up. Glory be to God to miss your healing. Glory be to God because you don't think, hallelujah, that God is speaking through the person. Know the true spirit of God when it speaks. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't miss your blessing. Glory be to God. I'm so excited because somebody going to say, one thing I know, the Lord has healed me. I'm excited about it. Glory be to God. God, we just give you praise, my Lord, my love. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's a healer. Once you experience it, glory be to God. But that blind man had a testimony. His testimony was so powerful. And what made it so powerful is that he was born blind. He didn't just, get blind over years or something happened and caused him to be blind, but he was born blind. What a testimony. To say that Jesus touched my eyes and opened my eyes that I might see. Nobody has ever healed a blind man. That's a powerful testimony. And up with his testimony, even though they kept trying to tip him up and kept trying to get him to go another way. But, he went on and said, he said, 31, he said, if any man be a worshiper. He said, if any man be a worshiper of God. He said, if they be a worshiper and do his will, him he is. He said, if you be a worshiper of God, hallelujah, anybody can pray, glory be to God, but can you worship him? Hallelujah, all you're doing is will, glory be to God, because he hears the cries of the righteous, glory be to God. Hallelujah, somebody help me praise the name of the Lord, hallelujah, because that's the power of God, to be able to heal the mind of a people. To be able to deliver and to set them free. Glory be to God, my God, my God. That's the power of God. Jesus put, in other words, mud on this man's eyes that was going blind. And the man came up from the water as he walked by and could see. Glory be to God, my God, my God. God will heal you. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. You might not have a physical blindness, but you may have a spiritual blindness. Glory be to God. And you can't see Jesus. Glory be to God. Just like the Jews in this particular thing and the Pharisees, they couldn't see Jesus. And he told them in the word. He said, you say you can see. But in other words, Jesus was saying to them, you can't even see me. But you know the scripture. Hallelujah. You know the scripture, but you don't see me. I'm the Son of God, and you don't even know I'm the Son of God, but you know the word. Hallelujah. You know the word. Glory be to God. And because you say you can see, your sin remaining. It's in the word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because, see, they were spiritually blind. They was looking out of their spirit. They were looking out of their physical eye. They couldn't see him in the spirit. They didn't see him. Glory be to God. They did not see him. Glory be to God. But those that worship him, those that do his will, those that are living righteous and holy before him. Oh, my God, my God. He heals. He heals, he heals, he heals. He still heals. He performs miracles every day. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I want to encourage you to be like the blind man. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Worship God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Worship him. Do his will. Live for him. Glory be to God. And if you are unsaved, glory be to God. Give your life to Christ today, that your eyes may be open, that you may see Jesus, that you will have no spiritual blindness. Glory be to God. That you can see the healer. Glory be to God. And that the works and that power of God can manifest in your life. Hallelujah. But you got to believe. That's what Jesus asked the blind man. He says, he asked him, he said, does thou believe it on the Son of God? And the blind man said, you know, in other words, he said, who is the Lord that I might believe? Hallelujah. And Jesus told him that he was him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that the blind man said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped Jesus. Glory be to God. He worshiped Jesus. He gave him praise for his healing. He gave him thanks for it. And he said, Lord, I believe. See, somebody got to say, Lord, I believe. You got to believe on him. You got to believe that he is. You got to believe that he exists. Glory be to God. And you must believe that he can heal. Hallelujah. You got to believe in your own healing. You got to have faith enough to believe in what you cannot see. No matter about you sitting in a wheelchair, glory be to God. Believe that Jesus is a healer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because you can get up. Glory be to God. But it takes faith. Glory be to God to be healed. Faith and that power of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Will heal your body. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus, my God, my God. If you don't know him. If you don't know this healer, if you don't know this deliverer, if you don't know the man named Jesus that he came, that you might be free, hallelujah, that you might be healed, glory be to God, that you might be delivered, if you will say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. Lord, I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible believing church and get your Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. And leave a message on Facebook if you have given your life to Christ today. Amen. Glory be to God. We just believe in God and praising him even now and worship him even now for healing all throughout the land. We just thank God for his healing power. That's the power of God to heal the sick. Hallelujah. Heal those that can't walk. To heal those that, hallelujah, are sick in sin. Glory be to God. So we just give God all the praise and all the glory for the healing. So we just give you praise, God. We got to get out of here. We're running out of time. Amen, amen. I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's the power of God to heal. Believe in your healing. Know that God loves you. We love you too here. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Have a blessed week in the Lord. Amen.